There it is.
Okay, so it started, yeah.
Thank you. All right, good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. And this is a collective bargaining session involving the team from the United Faculty of Florida, UCF chapter, and the team representing the UCF Board of Trustees. Our last bargaining session was held on January 21st. And the first thing that we'll do is take a look at the minutes from that meeting on January 21st.
Can you guys see it? Because I can't.
I can see it.
I now see it. Yeah. It looks good to me.
Anybody else, any comments on the minutes? All right, I saw a thumbs up there, so I'm going to take that as we've approved these. All right, thank you very much. Talat, you had indicated that you had a proposal for Article 23.
Yes, I do.
We'd like to give you the floor.
All right. So
am I right, Talat, that this is version 4 or proposal 4?
I believe it's either the third or the fourth.
All right. We'll make sure we get it right when we get it posted.
Okay. Yeah. I think we'll do that. And let me just see where I am with it. And okay. So what we would like to do is also, I think, before I present that, I also wanted to thank you for getting together with me on the budget with Rebecca and Charlie, and you had at that point there were discussions about what other universities are doing. So before I present that, I wanted to, and I'll enter this in the minutes of the meeting today, but there was a link to what was sent, an administrative memo that was sent on August 27th, and this is University of Florida now, and that is where they were declaring their salary increases, and essentially what they, because we were looking at what are the various ways in which others are doing it, and I think what they mentioned there, so actually I could just share my screen, and maybe that would be the way to do it. So just give me a second. How do I share screen? I guess I share screen by going in here and doing share, and then just a second, and then I have the thing is here. Okay, so that's my screen, and I think okay, I got it there. Sorry about that. I think I'm okay. So I'm sharing, and I don't know why I cannot. Okay, I see what's going on. Sorry about that. This is just the screen is a little different when you're doing it on your laptop, but I may just let me do one more time, and I don't know. Okay, let me read off of it, and then I'll tell you what it is. So this is from University of Florida, and basically says, we are pleased to announce that the University of Florida salary increase program for faculty and staff, although the university did not receive additional state funds for this allocation, they were nevertheless, the Board of Trustees has reallocated institutional resources to fund salary increases for faculty and staff. This decision underscores our deep appreciation for your dedication and the vital role you play in advancing the mission of the University of Florida. Then, of course, they say salary increase for faculty in the bargaining unit are subject to union negotiation, and we are committed to working with the United Faculty of Florida to reach agreement for covered faculty. Okay, and then they go about how they're going to implement it. And basically, what I have already mentioned to you, and we can send you again the list of what salary raises were given at University of Florida and at other institutions. So, you know, we could get similar statements from other places too. I also will forward to you, and maybe just for because I can't open my screen so well, I will also send to you the statements that were made in the legislature about how funds should be used for salary increases. But a lot of from the governor's budget is focusing more on teachers, K-12 teachers, but there's also been, you know, mention of similar things for faculty. And Manny Diaz, I think, is the one who mentioned that funds should be used for faculty salary raises. So I can send you those links, but certainly there's this link and the message from University of Florida from August 25th, essentially saying they did not get any, you know, an increase, but their board of trustees found institutional resources to come up with it. So that's the prelude here with which we are doing this. And what I will do now is just to go over Article 23. Now, what I will do is...
Do you want to email it to me, maybe, so I can take care of it for you?
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Sorry, I can email it. That's what I...
No, just a second, Giovanna. I have made some corrections. So let me just... and I can put it in chat as well, right?
So that chat is probably less ideal.
Emailing it, I'll email it.
I can drive it for you.
I can email it to you right away, Charlie. And so you can take a look at that, and then you can look at the screen for you for me. Okay, so I got it there. Compose, and that's Charlie.
Yes, Steve Piper.
Charlie Piper, and then this is. Yeah, it is here.
Talking about it's from August 25 of 2025.
I'll send yes. So what I'm sending you right now is Article 23.
Okay.
You know. Although I should be able to share my screen, but I will send you that article because time is important. So let me see that, and that goes here. Okay. So. It may take a minute for you to get there. While it takes a minute, I'll try to also get it on my screen. I think, you know, everything for me works fine on Zoom, but it's a little bit harder when it is on Teams. And okay, so I did the compose. Okay, so. And there's Charlie Piper, and it's Article 13.
Number 4. And then if you have the link to the other article, I can also pull that up for everybody.
Okay, this one is okay. That will be fine too. And so, all right. So let me also try to see if I can share my screen. And but yeah, I have sent you the thing, and let me then.
There you go. You just have to make it bigger.
Did you see it?
We can see it. Just hit that.
Oh, okay. You can see it now?
Square. There you go. I think that's.
You can see it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Okay. Then I can. Okay. All right. So basically, I think here the main issue is with the. So this is our next version, and I'm going to show you just the corrections. So on line 24, it's essentially changing the dates because we will now be talking about April. Of course, that all depends on when this is accepted. So essentially what we are asking here is that a one-time payment and one-time payment, what we are asking is for those making less than 50,000, they be given 5,000 one-time payment for those less than 55, sorry, and for those making between 55,000 and 100,000, it'd be 4,500. Those between 100,000 to 150,000, 1 cent less than that, that'd be 4,000, and those making more than 150, it'd be 3,500. So that's the one-time payment. And essentially then, and then we would like to also enter the statement that merit salary increases for 25-26, that there are no merit salary increases for this particular year. That is, we have withdrawn our percentage raise. However, we would like to add this these lines here between 45 and 55. Which basically say that in contingent funding availability for merit-based salary increase for 2026-27, an increase of 3.5% to an employee's base salary for the 2026-2027 shall be added to any salary increase negotiated in Article 23 for the coming year, 2026-2027. This increase will be calculated using the employee's total salary as of August 27, 2026, an employee shall be eligible if the employee's 2025-2026 annual evaluation, if provided, was satisfactory or above. Employee was in a continual non-OPS employment relationship with the university on May 6, 2026, and the employee remains in continual in-unit employment relationship at the date of implementation. This increase shall not be contingent upon the universities receiving sufficient new recurring legislative or performance funding to fund the salary increase for the 2026-27 budget year, rather integrated into the university budget so long as the university is not facing financial exigency. So any questions on that? Or is that clear?
I think it's pretty clear, but okay. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly. You're proposing an increase in the one-time payment that we have on the table for the current fiscal year.
Right.
And assuming the sky doesn't fall, you would like an assurance that in the coming year, the coming fiscal year, there would be a minimum increase of 3.5%.
That's right. And that would be basically what from our discussion, particularly there when I got together with you all, the what you said is that there are no funds right now because all funds have already been committed to projects. So even if money is there, it has already been committed. So what we are asking is that the university look into its resources and find a way to for a 3.5% increase, which we get in the next year rather than in the current year.
Okay. I look forward to sharing that with the provost.
Sure.
I think this is something that may be doable. I can't guarantee that. There may be some things that we would adjust on the dates slightly in there, but I think it's an interesting idea, and I look forward to sharing it with the provost.
So something that thank you so much. Something that I would do about the one-time payment, I think the same what we discussed above about ENG, the same will be for the CNG and auxiliary accounts, which hasn't been added here, but it is the same understanding that if funds are available in those grants, then these employees will also be eligible for those one-time payments. So, and then I'll summarize at the end of it what we are saying. And then when we go down here, there are no changes because we've already accepted what you had mentioned about the RIAs and TIPS and the numbers and all that. So there's no changes there. And then we go down further and there's one more change. This is, this change is already there from last time. And then one final change, and that has to do in the next lines, which is coming up. So as you can see, nothing in here. It's all already agreed upon from both sides. And then let me see. Yes. Yeah. So that's all right. So then there is the thing about administrative discretion increases. And so basically what, since there are no funds right now for any percentage increase to salary, we would very much want that there be no ADIs. In other words, we would say that in this period, until we negotiate a salary increase, then that would be that percentage that we're talking about should be made zero, because obviously there are no funds of any kinds available. So there shouldn't be any funds available to give ADIs. And as soon as this percentage raise given to faculty, to bargaining unit members, we can come back and take a look at this again. So when funds become available for percentage increase for other folks, then ADI can also be renegotiated. But at the moment, ADI should be zeroed out. So that's basically what we have for Article 23. Coming.
Typo, but if you could go back, if you look on line 353, then it says on 2025.
It should be 2026.
No, I think it should be a date.
I'm sorry, that got on the university on, I think it should be August 8th, right? 2025?
Whatever date that you want. Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's a date there because
Yes. I missed that. I thought I'd pull that in. Yeah. I'll take a look at that. And I think
July 1st. I mean, I don't know.
The previous one said May 6th of 2024.
Right.
It says over here. So May 6th with a friendly amendment.
I noticed that the formatting of this document has gone kind of screwy, and that change that you made doesn't have tracking on it. So with your permission, when I post it, I'm going to add that May 6th in there and remove the on the right hand side. You have all that font stuff that you do not need. It doesn't change the document if I remove it. I will leave your formatting because I don't want to make any assumptions about what you've changed. It's just difficult to track what you've changed when there's no tracking.
Yeah. Right. There was tracking, except for this one right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to make it May 7th because that 2024 was a leap year and the contracts ended on May 6th. Just so everybody knows if there's a change, if it says May 7th, that's why.
Yeah. And let me just highlight this so we know that this has been a change. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do exactly what you just did on the document that you sent.
Okay.
Unless you want to send it to me again. It's fine. It doesn't have to.
No.
I just wanted to
let you
know. If you
just do this, that's fine.
I don't want to. I see someone says that Google Drive docs are not easy to track, and I sympathize. So, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to do that and for understanding that, you know, when I post something, I want to make sure that I'm honestly representing what you put on the table.
I really appreciate all your help, Charlie. This is great. So let me see. We go all the way down and I think that's it. So I can stop sharing now and then.
Okay, maybe leave it up for a second. We may want to look at some of that. First of all, thank you, Talat. As you did the last time with the previous version that you shared, I appreciate that you're trying to move toward us. And we've had to share some difficult news about finances right now in the current fiscal year. And I appreciate that, you know, it's clear we've been heard and we appreciate that. And we hear what you're suggesting to us now. So, you know, I will, I will take this to the provost and to the president's office and talk about this. I don't know for sure about the one-time payment, what may be possible. Certainly we know recurring funds are a very serious issue. Maybe there's something we can do on the one-time funds. I don't know, but we will certainly explore that. The ADI is that's going to be a tough thing to consider, but we will look at it. And if there's a counter proposal we want to make, we'll come back with a counter proposal on it.
Well, Chuck, you go and get us a percentage raise, and then we are all set.
I would like nothing more.
I agree, and I think if you can see from what we are doing here, that we are doing it in good faith, and we are hoping that very soon we'll have some agreement so that everybody can have some money in their pocket. And I'm just going to the top so you know what we are talking about. Charlie, since you will be doing this, what we have said here about that, I think there's an error. So what I would like to do is that this thing over here, these lines over here, the same ones should go in the for those who are on CNG and auxiliary, just like we have always done.
I think I understand that concept. Yeah. I'm not going to make any changes to your document.
Right.
Though, but we if you
will allow me, I will make that change and send it to you.
Well, we want to display what you showed at the session.
Okay. Why don't you just do that?
You can send me more though if you like.
Yeah. Why don't you just say that and basically say that?
And that can be part of our response to Lot, because we would typically put something in there about
CNG. Yeah, we would put that for the CNG as well. Exactly.
You've made it clear what the structure of the proposal looks like. We understand.
Yeah, we are doing Google Docs with people in different parts of the country. So not everything got put together. But yes, what we're saying here should also be for CNG employees and auxiliary.
Yeah, I promise to maintain the integrity of what you just displayed. I'm just going to remove
it. And what I will do is it okay for me to send you a revised, or you can then bring in a revised? Yeah, that would be fine.
You will definitely see what I did, but all I really did was remove Mr. or Dr. Mosher's comments on the right and highlighted the May 7th change. That's all I have done.
Sure.
And it'll be posted like that.
Sure.
Without tracking, and maybe are you still sharing?
I'm still sharing.
All right, you'll take your sharing off for a second, and I will share what I just did. I took the
okay, I'll stop sharing. Did you stop me?
No, I don't think so. So it's taking its time, but it's going to display my document, and hopefully someday it's supposed to be sharing now. Does anyone see it? there, it should be coming up now.
Yes, we see it.
All right. So you see here, I just went here and I took no markup. And so you can see, are these the numbers that you wanted to display? Because they look fine.
I think, yeah, okay. All right, yeah,
And this would be...
And what I did just now, is I took those lines 33 to 40 and cut and pasted that under CNG and auxiliary.
You can. I don't know that it's necessary because it says they'll receive.
Because we understand.
Receive everything as it is in the other one. So you can do it, but I wouldn't want to add it.
That's fine.
To it. And then you can see at the very end, all your formatting's all wonky, but here's the May 7th.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's all I've done besides removing the stuff. And when I put the markup back on, you can see it's all restored the way you had it. So I can post both if you like. Whatever you want to do, I can post both.
Okay.
I just want you to know I'm not changing anything.
No, this is good. This is good. It's understood. And then there'll be a revised version, and then we will.
Right. Okay. So that's all good. Got it.
Yeah, okay.
We will take care of that. Charlie will do a great job getting it posted for us. And when we get together next time, we'll have a proposal to bring to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you, Talat.
That's it from my side, our side.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. It tells us in our collective bargaining agreement that by Friday, I believe, we have to reopen Articles 3, 10, 12, and 23 again, which we'll get to when we talk about that. I mean, well, if we come up with something for 25, 26, 26, 27, we'll be talking about how we actually deal with the contingency that we set up in the 25, 26. So, Talat, is it okay if both sides agree that those four articles are open for 26, 27 at this point?
That's Article 3, 12,
10, 23.
10 and 23, yeah. I think that was our initial agreement, right?
That's what it says in the CBA, yes.
That's fine.
All right. So, thank you very much for starting another round of bargaining with us. This is a very good meeting. We're taking care of two rounds of bargaining here in one meeting, Talat. We're doing well. We're going to propose a couple of articles for 26, 27 right now. If Charlie can, well, one of them we may not have to display. On Article 3, the UFF privileges, our proposal would be status quo.
That's the one where we wanted a change. So, you know, we will again, you can send it to us and we will, you know, discuss it among ourselves and get back to you at the next bargaining unit, bargaining meeting.
Okay. All right. So I assume there are no questions about the status quo version.
Why don't we go all the way to the end? Because I think that's where we had proposed a change. So let's just see.
I'm sorry. Where?
Well, actually, it's not a problem because we will discuss this among ourselves, because I think in Article 3 is one in which we had proposed a change right towards the end. But, you know, this is your proposal. So we will take it, discuss it, and come back and see if we still want that change or we are ready to accept what you have. That's fine. Charlie, just send it back. Send it to us.
I will. Chuck, did you want to go to the next one?
Yeah. Well, the next thing that we would like to share with you is our proposal for Article 12.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're proposing to change is in line 5, just to make it clear why there's a reference to Article 8 and Article 15 in this particular article. When we talk about non-reappointment, we're not talking about tenured faculty. That's why we point people to Article 15. And there are some different types of appointments, such as multi-year appointments. There aren't many of them, but they do exist, and those are covered in Article 8. But except for those things that appear regarding special appointments or tenure, this article would apply.
If I can say the capacity exists, we don't have any current in-unit multi-year faculty, just for the books.
Okay, thank you. And then in lines 22 through 24, we're proposing a change here that says that if practicable, employees who are non-reappointed with 3 or more years of university service, that they would get at least 30 days notice. Right now, it says 60 days notice for people with 3 or more years, and then 90 days for people with 5 or more years. For the people on the CNG and auxiliary appointments, there frequently is not funding available And many times the notice period, that, you know, the people aren't paid the full number of days that it says there. And what we would propose here is that we say for everybody, it's going to be at least 30. If we can do 90, if that's possible, if somebody's getting the notice far enough in advance, which doesn't always happen, but if they are getting the notice far enough about out in advance and they can get 90 days or even 120 days, fine. That's okay. But the goal is that we want to make sure that we give everybody at least 30 days, which we think, given the difficulties with funding that usually comes up with the CNG and auxiliary appointments, that this is a good way to do this, good way to handle this. And it also would make us consistent with the university regulation on layoffs, or excuse me, on non-reappointments.
Well, I think this is basically making it difficult. I think I don't see this as a positive change, but we will discuss it and get back to
okay.
you.
Okay. And then we're also looking at the non-reappointment of ENG appointments. And mostly those folks are, many of them are tenure-earning faculty. Not all of them are tenure-earning. And right now, there's a distinction made whether somebody's in the first 3 years of their continuous university service or if it's been longer than that. And we'd like to go to 4 years of service instead of three. And
what's the rationale for that?
Well, this is really, as I thought about this, I think this is something that would be beneficial for tenure earning faculty on the bubble. Because once somebody gets to that, finishes that third year, there's a longer period, and there's a decision that the university has to make. Do we want to gamble on this person that they're going to be successful with one more year or two more years, whatever? And we think if we set it up with 4 years being the critical, then somebody that's only had two CPEs is more likely to get an opportunity to get the third CPE rather than being non-reappointed because things aren't working out so well. So there's, it just seems like there's less incentive for the university to non-reappoint somebody after just two CPEs. And I'm thinking primarily the tenure earning faculty here in this case. So that's what we're proposing.
Providing less, it isn't helping the employee, but we'll again talk about it. Yeah.
Well, okay. And we may disagree about whether it is or it isn't. There may be some that it may help, but this is what we're proposing. That's all we're just sharing with you. This is mm-hmm. what we're proposing. When people are in the first however many years of their continuous service and they're 9-month employees, they would only get the remainder of a fall or spring. We are striking the summer from there because the 9-month employees don't have summer included in there. For the 12-month employees, we do consider summer. So we're just clarifying the distinction between the 9-month and the 12-month employees in lines 28 through 31 there.
Okay.
Line 32 is basically the same change we're proposing in line 27. And then in the example that appears in lines 34 through 36, we're just updating it a little bit. And also proposing that there be a second date by which non-reappointments could be issued, and that one would be May 7th, and someone would be guaranteed to be carried through the fall. And if they had summer contract also, they'd get the summer and the fall. And this makes those two dates of September 30th, which we have now, and May 7th look more alike. Right now, with just one date, it's pretty difficult. So we're proposing that there are two dates that would be giving employees approximately the same amount of time to make whatever other plans they would want to make. So that is a change also in 37 and 38. 45, I think, is just a clarification, just making sure that, you know, non-visiting employees are the only ones who would be able to grieve a non-reappointment. The visiting appointments are a fixed length. And that may be the last thing that we have. Is there any more after that, Charlie? Yeah, that's it. So there are a couple of changes that we're proposing. In our view, that they would be beneficial for the institution, and in certainly in at least one case, we think it'd be beneficial for the employees as well, the tenure earning employees. So we offer that to you as a starting point for our discussions on Article 12.
Okay, we'll take a look and get back to you.
Awesome. I think the next time we get together, and that's scheduled to be on March 4th, we will come with a response on Article 23. That will be our number one priority.
Okay.
And we may come with an Article 10 as well, but that's of lesser priority than 23. And this would be a 23 for the 25-26 CBA, even though we've opened the one for 26-27, we're not ready to present any on that because we don't know the budget yet for 26-27.
Okay. All right. I think, we will take a look and we will get back to you.
All right. Fantastic. Well, again, Talava, thank you for meeting with us last week and appreciate the chance to try to talk about, you know, where we are. And
I just
appreciate that we have good conversations and sharing information with both sides.
Chuck, may I request you to send me the response to the questions? I think you gave me a hard copy. I did not get an electronic copy. Electronic copy would be good, because it could be posted more easily. I can of course scan and send the hard copy, but if you send me the electronic copy which answers the four questions.
Okay, I will try to get that. I've got a hard copy as well. I'll check with Rebecca and see if we can get it.
Okay. Otherwise I'll just scan it and post it. Okay. That'd be fine.
Okay, I will try to get that.
And Charlie, I've emailed you the statement from UF.
I said that I've gotten an email.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, I think that's all we don't have anything else. Anybody here, do we have anything else? Okay, and maybe we should just let everyone know when the next bargaining session is?
March 4th?
March 4th, okay, all right.
All right. Well, Talat, thank you to you and your team and your bargaining unit. We appreciate your time this afternoon, and we look forward to speaking to you on March 4th.
Thank you. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.